Unit 13, How to Get Straight A's, by Diana Chapman. Getting straight A's isn't as impossible as you may think. You don't have to look strange and you don't have to give up your social life. Some of your classes aren't so easy and your time, filled with sports, clubs, friends, chores and maybe even a part-time job, doesn't exactly allow for around-the-clock studying. However, just follow these 6 easy steps to success, and we think you'll be surprised at the results on your next report card. Pay attention. The single most important practice to use when hoping to achieve wonderful grades is listening. It may sound overly simple, like breathing or walking, but trust us, it works. Only attending class is not enough. You must clear your mind and pay attention to what the teacher is discussing for the entire length of the class. Don't talk with your friends or pass notes. Don't do your homework that's due next period. Paying attention to only what the teacher is saying and writing on the blackboard allows your mind a chance to take the information. Remember, it's not just hearing, it's learning and remembering. Think of when your best friend is telling you something important. Are you humming a tune, or do you sit and really listen to what they have to say? Take notes. Taking notes in class is important, but if not done correctly, it's more harmful than helpful. Ever notice that people who sit and write down every single thing the teacher says usually don't get the highest grades in class? It's more important to listen. Write down a few key points in the discussion. Make a few notes to yourself, or perhaps ask the teacher about after class. Keep up. Studying for a test is important enough. Don't make it more so by leaving behind required reading for the night before the test. Do your best to keep up with reading assignments so that when the time comes to study, you just have to take a look and stress on the most important parts to refresh your memory. You should never be first learning something the night before a test. If you should miss school because of illness, make sure a friend gets you the assignments. If you find yourself unable to keep up out of special reasons, talk to the teacher right away. Don't wait until it's too late. See the forest for the trees. One big mistake that a lot of students make is paying attention just to details. Trying to recall specific dates when you're not sure of a general series of events is hard working. Make a timetable to familiarize yourself with the study. If there's a lot of information to take, try summarizing it in an outline. This theory especially holds true in math and other scientific courses. If you're studying out of a textbook, read the introduction paragraph and the summary paragraph at the end first, then read it through and reread the summary. This helps keep it all reasonably. Get organized. In every class, there's one who has a lot of loose papers and can never find anything or remember when an assignment's due. Typically, the student gets C's at best. Keep your papers for each class organized in separate folders or binders. Keep track of all your assignment due dates in one date book. Always plan ahead. Every time you write an assignment into your little book, try to imagine how long it will take you to complete. Keep in mind what other things you have coming up before it's due, like other assignments and personal engagements. Sometimes it may be necessary to complete an assignment a week before it's due, just so you don't feel nervous when you realize you have a test the same day and a birthday party the night before. Talk about it. The next time you have a big test, after you've done studying, leave time to talk it over with a classmate or two. It's a good opportunity to double-check things you're not sure of, but more importantly, it will keep everything fresh in your mind. Just hearing yourself explain a concept will help you understand it better. Talking out loud about a moment in history or a book theme will help strengthen it in your memory. This is also a great way to make friends or even get to know a smart guy better. You can even make it fun by having a few classmates come over and putting out snacks. When your group meeting is over, you can all celebrate by dancing around the living room.